What's been working so well for you in this series? You've got to like the way that your playoff experience in the NHL has started.
Yeah, I think my line mates and I think we've done a good job of, we've created some chances, just putting pucks to the net. That first goal was a great play by Jacob, and then we just drive the nets, and Pards made a great play on the goal of the other game. So I think we're generating chances. We're getting through the neutral zone with some speed, and I think that's causing some of their decent problems.
What more do you guys got to do to come out on top?
Well, I think we've been generating some chances. Now it's different of converting on those chances and getting a one or two goal lead instead of just that one goal lead. And with that, I think it's the discipline. Both games we've taken some penalties in the third period that have kind of changed the momentum to their side. Well, I think for the most part, you look at last game in the first minute of the third period, we have a chance to go up 2-0, and Stoner just gets a stick on that. And in the first game, there's a few chances in the second period that could have given us a 2 or 3 goal lead. So, I think the chances are there for us. Obviously, we'd like to create some more. I think that's just going to be getting in on our cycle game and retrieving some of our dumps. They have some good D-men back there that have been able to break the puck out pretty easily a few times. So we're going to look to change that tonight.
Obviously, everyone's talking about the whiteout and just what the atmosphere is going to be like in here in this building tonight. Do you guys talk about it all?
I think you see some tweets and some stuff in the newspaper and on TV. The fans are pretty excited for the Jets to be back in the playoffs, and I've seen some pictures on Twitter of some of the fans, what they're going to be wearing tonight. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere tonight. We're looking forward to that.
Can you think of what the loudest building is, or that you played in, or event, or?
I think it'll be tonight.
Thanks, Adam.